أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
Tell me, what else you want? If Allah inspires you, what else do you want? What our problem? The nafs is taking over. What the nafs take over? Meaning, who really is the leader? Shaitan. And your nafs will never be the leader. And Allah will never give you unless your nafs go down. The more your nafs go down, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you. You have to humble yourself. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah elevates you. Allahumma alhimna wa saddidna. Allahumma aftah alayna fathan mubeena ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma fakkar nur al-ilm wa barakat al-ilm wa huda al-ilm wa rahmat al-ilm wa al-amal bima na'lam wa basirat al-ilm wa hikmat al-ilm. O Allah, give us the light of knowledge, the wisdom of knowledge, the vision of knowledge, the comprehending and understanding of knowledge, and the level of knowledge, and convey the message to those who need it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the mercy of knowledge, the blessing of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live according to this knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this knowledge witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to the blessing and the mercy of this knowledge, ya Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. This is actually more important than any topic. Yesterday we talked about something important in Mecca time. In the middle of any chapter of the Quran, Mecca time is all the stories. All the stories. Stories about Messenger and Prophet. You know, if you study, for example, Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf, there's two major stories there. Anybody thinking, what is the major story in Surah Al-An'am and Al-A'raf? MashaAllah. Is everybody did his homework? Yes? Okay. Is everybody agree about Sister Samina? Yes? Okay. What is the message? Why Allah chooses two? Why Allah chooses two? As a beginning of messages. What is the message of Ibrahim and Musa alayhi salam? Okay, but be specific, something important now. Yes, it's not back in the Allah. The condition of the people. Now, I want you to learn something. If you learn it, it will be fantastic. Organize your thinking. Before we talk about the condition of the people, let's talk about the condition of the Prophet. How he came.
Why he came.
What was the message? What the message for him first. How he been developed. Because why Allah give me the story of developing Musa? Unless Musa's story is very crucial to us. If you watch my Messenger and Prophet tapes, I said, Musa alayhi salam, according to our mentality, he should never be exist. This man should be killed before even he born. In every steps in his story, he should not be living. Musa should not be living. But who allowed him to live? Allah. We will go through it very soon in detail. Okay? But you see, what is the purpose of all the story of Messenger Prophet? To build faith. You see, over and over again, to build faith. Somebody said, why Allah have a lot of repetition of Quran? Why different story is repeated over and over again? Why? What's that? To build faith. You see, if you respect me, because some people who watch my videos tell me you repeat yourself. Okay? If you respect me and you trust me, you would say, number one, this man, if you're meeting by himself, is a wisdom behind. And before I love you, I said, what is the wisdom? What is the hikmah?
We need to hear the word of the word again.
Not only that, sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom of reputation, He wanted us something. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was His ultimate wisdom. He conveyed to us the message in different time, in different way, for different wisdom.
Different situations?
Yes. And even if this has been repeated, Allah told me, it's so important, I'm repeating it for you. You see how it goes? By the way, with the ultimate wisdom of Allah, Allah did not repeat a word of Quran without wisdom. No single word is repeated in Quran without wisdom. And the more we dig, we can go. Some scholar can dig and give you the wisdom of one word for years. And they tell you, this word has been repeated in this surah for this purpose, and they give you the detail. And another surah, and another surah. But if we start doing that, we'll talk about word for 1 month or 2 months. And we will never finish it. One word. What's the wisdom behind it? But this was the stories in Mecca of the Prophet and Messenger. The main purpose behind it is what? Building faith. Right, buddy? Building faith. Building faith and denying all the shirk. All the association with Allah. Now let's go to verse 128, Surah Al-A'raf.
To whom we are.
God give us the inheritance of the earth, He tell us what He want to do. Look at us as a Muslim in New York, Australia, America, all over. We say, oh Allah, we so oppressed, we so poor, we cannot eat, we cannot survive, we need to make rain, let us go to America, let's get us to Europe, let's do whatever we want, oh Allah, we will be good. And we came. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, you want freedom? I give you freedom. You want money? I give you money. You want ability? I give you ability. What you going to do? And we did exactly like them in Israel. Exactly. And Allah gave us sign after sign. And when the Sahara come and go, we said, no Sahara, our oppressor, the oppressor us, the country oppressed us, the government oppressed us, the Jews against us. Exactly like the same. And when Allah said sign, we deny the sign. We cannot see the sign. Do you see the pattern exactly? No, any different. And we switch to the non-Muslim. We switch the role. And we start a believer of what we have. Let's accumulate more. Let's secure our life. Let's secure our future. Your daughter, my daughter has to be a doctor. My son has to be an engineer. We have to make them strong. They can lose Allah, but the degree will make them strong. The status in life will make them strong. If I build my son, John and Mike will be strong. You see? Do you see what happening? Is this what happening or no? And look at the message. Be patient and come to Allah. Allah will make you the upper hand. Allah will give you the upper hand. Only if you be patient with Allah. This is the whole message. In a time of calamity, in a time of hardship, all Allah wants from us, be patient. And rely on Allah, trust in Allah, and that's it. Believe it or not, if you want to do yourself a favor, keep reading, but not now, until verse 146. If you read from 128 to 146, it will give you exactly what happening then and what will happen to us. Now let's go to 146. My first copy. But this I want you to recite it three times. And try to recite not as a reading. You have a beautiful reading, but you should be not a reader. You should be like you're giving a story. Make your voice not sharp. Make it coming from your heart. And like recite it first between you and yourself first for a moment. And after that, say it. Say it as you're giving a story, as a message. And even you can add 147.
This is so, for they have called our message lies,
Did you hear it? What have you to ask? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, سَأُصْرِفْ عَنْ آيَاتِ, I will blind those who get away from me. Most of Allah sends a sign, but also He blinded those people who want. Now, I remember my father, Allah gave him mercy, the great prophet is living, and one Muslim, he used to tell me something amazing. He told me, if you live after me, the sign is coming, is not from the Muslim. The sign is coming from Muslim. And if you see Muslims leaving and do not understand the sign of Allah, be ready for the touch of Allah and understand, wish to die before you live at the same time. Because touch will be massive. Do you hear that? If Allah sends signs, number one, the world should comprehend and understand the sign who? Muslim. But if the Muslim cannot see the sign, what it means? Imagine if the Muslim is so sleepy, so blind. Do you expect the other Muslim to be awake? Now, if the Muslim is sleeping and blind, and he cannot see the sign, meaning Allah anger already is done. Allah anger in the Ummah already done. Because the ultimate anger of Allah to make you blind is no more anger from Allah who will make you blind. Because if Allah loves you, at least He will make you open your eyes and let you aware. But at least you will be in a state of istighfar, a state of tawbah, a state of rebellion, a state of trying. Is what we're doing now. If you comprehend that and be awake and aware, you can be completely destroyed. But if you're sleeping, you will be finished. And can I give you something honest to Allah? May Allah forgive me, the majority of us sleeping. The majority of us even do not want to wake up. The majority of us do not even think about it. And I still believing, my degree will save me. My money will save me. My status will save me. My house will save me. My car will save me. And believe me, when the torture comes from Allah, nobody can save me. We see the young man we died yesterday, 23 years old. What is the message? Is the living message what we say? Is the living message for his parents? They want him to be good. They want him to get money. But Allah said, come on. You want him. I want him for something else. How many times we said, I have to. I want you. It has to be this way. Who said that? Let me teach you something for Allah. Don't ever say never. Don't ever say never. Because you're not a controller of the unseen. And don't ever say, I have to. I must. Don't ever say that. Who are you? Say, inshallah. Say, oh Allah, give me tawfiq and do such and such. Oh Allah, if it please you, make me live according to what you like, ya Allah. But don't say, I have to. It's must. I never do it. Don't ever say that. The moment you say that, you are lying. Because you do not know the unseen, and you challenge Allah knowledge, you will be in big trouble. I did it 2-3 times in my life, I praise the prayer so heavily. Don't ever say never. I want you to comprehend what we read. I want you to record it. And inshallah, go back and read it slowly. Now let's go back to 156. But this time we have to go to 156 to 157.
Turn to you alone. And the Lord said, Glasgow, who bids things noble and forbids things vile, makes lawful what is clean and prohibits what is foul, who relieves them of their burdens and the yoke that lies upon them. Those who believe in honor and help him and follow the light sent with him are those who will attain their goal.
Do you see this verse? Now, in my own broken English, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, because this verse always, the Muslim always recited. All over, every time you talk to them, they said, you don't have to hear what Allah said, wa rahmati wasa'at kulla shay. My mercy is over everything. Yes, but continues the verse. What Allah said, فَسَعَكْتُبُهَا, I will write it to those who are fine and those who do zakah and those who are with our side as a believer. And after that, those who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this message actually for a Muslim and non-Muslim, because look at the end. The end of the verse, number 157, those who believe him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and those who give him support and victorious and victory, وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ مَعَهُ, and he follows the light and the guidance has coming with him, which is Quran and Sunnah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those are the successful ones. Do you see it or no? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a condition to me. He said, yes, I am merciful. I am the most merciful. I am the one who my mercy is over everything. But I will want it to go. 1, 2, 3. A condition. Please write all this knowledge down and mark it and read it alone and comprehend it. Because each one of those is a unique message from Allah. Is that from Brother Ahmed? Now go to 179. But believe my responding, this part I want you to read 179 and after that go to 183. Meaning 179, read it until 183. But try to read slowly.
Or what we have is a calamity and a strange from Allah.
This is scholar, one person asking this question. And actually he wrote a book about it. If what Allah give me from beauty, from intellect, from money, from status, from anything, how I know what I have is for me or against me? Anybody know? If what you have, you use it for Allah, this meaning what He give you is for Allah, is a gift. And if what you have, it make you away from Allah, is istidraj, meaning Allah make you. If you look at us today as a Muslim, more money, more money, more business, more money, more money, more business, and we think, mashallah, we're good, knowing that good. If you are good, meaning your iman is elevated, your worship is elevated, your connection with Allah is elevated, your good deed is elevated, and your heart is devoted to Allah. If you do so, meaning alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, what you have is a gift. Now that's important here in these many messages. Do you see what Allah said in the beginning? He said about the people of Hanfar. Who's the people of Hanfar? He said, these people and jinn, the one who have power, but cannot comprehend. Do you see the first quality? Not the mind. Do you see what Allah wrote? Not the mind. He said, the heart cannot comprehend. My dear brother and sister, understand, believe me, today we so poor. We become so poor. A Muslim should not be poor. A Muslim should not be poor. If you are born, meaning you're dead. And if you're dead, you are among those. Is this not scary? Allah said, those are one. He belong to a fire. Their heart is dead. Their heart is blind. And their eyes cannot see my sign. They cannot see. They cannot hear. Is this not scary? How many of us recite Quran, have Quran or Allah, come in session after session, but we do not get it? What it mean? If my action is not different, if my heart is not different, if my thinking is not different, if my soul is not different, I am sick, I am dead, and it's scary. Wallahi, it's scary. Do you know what this scholar? This scholar, I wrote a letter from him. Do you know this scholar showing up? He will put me crazy. Do you know why? He said, if you are giving door to a dead people, run away. You cannot do it. You have to run, because they will be contagious to you. Staying with dead people will be contagious. He said, they need only Allah to give you tawbah, or a messenger, a prophet, is accepted dua. That's it. But nobody can give them tawbah. And believe it or not, a lot of scholars believe so. A lot of good scholars believe so, and they will not go down. They are sitting and crying, and that's it. Because they believe we are not ready to hear. But I believe different belief. I believe I have to try. But the problem is, after I try and after you listen, what are you going to do? This is not a session. Just like a Sunday or Saturday school, no. This is a wake-up call. Every word you hear from me, you are in trouble. I swear by Allah, each one of us in trouble. You are in big, deep trouble. Young or old, because now you are receiving the message the way it is. Now what are you going to do? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want us to be a listener. Allah, He wants us to be a doer. And the do, you have to start from your heart. You start having faith in yourself and asking Allah, Allah, change me, Allah. Make me the way you like, Ya Allah. Cry to Allah, calling Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those are worse than animals, worse than cattle, worse than cows. Those are the strange ones, the ghafilin. You remember what we said about the ghafilin? What's the ghafil? The one who cannot understand where he is. And why ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها، ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Many years ago, I discovered. Listen to this discovery. Imagine you want to worship somebody with an idol. Can you worship somebody you do not know? Can you love somebody you do not know? Can you care about somebody you do not know? Can you love somebody and you not know his quality? Unless you are really nuts, and this is what we're doing today. We love people, but we love them for what? For a little bit of money, a little bit of material. And after that, we discover that that loves quality. And after that, we don't measure. We get the material, but we lose the essence of life. With Allah, it's different. Allah, He wants us. He Allah introduced Himself to us by His most beautiful means, by His quality. And He tell you, come, come, call me with my quality. How many of us calling Allah with His quality? Believe me, my dear brothers and sisters of Islam, we are in a deep line. We are in a deep line. Imagine, give me one problem you have, you cannot solve. Please, give me one problem, you cannot solve. Please, give me one. Give me some bad quality you have, you cannot solve. Tell me. And I will show you how loyal you are. Okay, I'm a basketball. I'm very weak. I cannot do. Did you not hear Allah? Allah is Qawi. Allah is Mateen. Did you call Allah Ya Qawi? Ya Mateen? Tell me. If I cannot call Allah with the quality I need, why Allah will give me the quality? Tell me. Why Allah will give me the quality? Meaning, if I have a bad quality and I keep playing game and say, this is my quality, what do you want me to do? Very simple. Go to Allah. Go to Allah and discover His quality. No bad quality I have or you have without the opposite of this bad quality Allah has. By this way, if I have any bad quality and I want to take it away from my life, what I do? Call Allah with the quality of the only quality I have. My heart is so straight. See ya hadi. So far, see ya nur. The owner of life, like me. I'm so glad, ya masir, give me vision. I have no wisdom, ya hakim, give me one hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ I will drag them, I will get them, إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ I will take them in a way you will never expect. And after that, if you go from example to 185, now, Ya Allah, if you read by 185, 186,
playing game, the price is severe.
If you are more tired, do whatever you have to do. Take your car, go to a park, go to a beach or something. Sit alone for 1 hour. Just keep calling Allah. The main thing is to be in seclusion. Try to learn to be in seclusion alone. Trust me, we need it today. Because you cannot develop yourself in a bit of a hostile environment. You can. You can. Give yourself a break from everybody and sit down and think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have plenty to think about it. Call Allah. Learn to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. This one, my kid, you ever watch my name, the most beautiful name of Allah? This is how I did it when I read this verse. There's many places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is my most beautiful name, put me with it. How many times you understand? Tell me. You see? We want, but we want not make an effort. Do you think if you die now, can you call Allah and say, Allah, I was planning to go. Don't do that. You have 24 hours? Yes, I have 24 hours. You have 7 days a week? You have 7 days a week. But what that will happen? Again, forgive me, we are a bunch of liars. I worry about my friends. I worry about everybody. Did I ever think about or worry about Allah? Did you ever think about Allah? Did you ever think and even say, I am Allah? Did you ever think about the bounty of Allah to you? One day I was away. I was alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a beautiful gift. What the gift was? I was alone. I was alone for some time. And I discovered something. If you love somebody, what do you do? If you really love somebody, what do? You want to be with him or no? You want to watch him or no? You want him to hear you, to hear him or no? And you want him to hear you or no? By this way, you're thinking. Your thought, your heart was the one you love. You agree or no? How many people in the history composed love story and songing for the ones they love, male or female? Do you know in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many companions composing poem for Allah and for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And what we composing? Tell me what we composing. Tell me. We so far. One day when I hear this, and I'm thinking about Allah, and I came to just the word of Allah, and I cannot stop it. I was calling Allah. Because I believe in Allah. Everyone tell me I have a bad quality, you are a liar. Because if you call Allah with your bad quality, and put him with his good quality, Allah will switch you to bad quality. But how many times you call him? Tell me, how many times you call Allah? You worry about all your friends, but you're not worried about Allah. You worry about what everybody say, but you're not worried about Allah, what he say. You worry about what everybody see you, but you're not worried about where Allah see you. Like Ali ibn Abi Talib, or the Allah will say a beautiful word, sentence. He said, don't let Allah see you when you not belong. And don't let Allah miss you when you belong. Here's the game. Don't let Allah miss you when you belong. When Allah wants you. In the time of Salah. In the time you're supposed to be doing it. And don't let Allah see you when you not belong. In a nonsense environment. Do you know if I have a doubt of taqwa, if I have a doubt of iman, I cannot say, oh, but I wrote this environment and sucked me in. I wrote this environment and I was for 2 or 3 days. I wrote this friend and I was worried about them. I was watching TV for 2 or 3 days. If you you say that, you are what? A liar or honest? A liar! Because if you're honest, you will never allow. If you have a lack of love of Allah, you will never allow. Because if you love Allah, you will not ever spend any time except with those who love Allah or with Allah. And that's it. When I hear this verse, and it really gets in my heart, I spent a lot of time. This a lot of time, I was doing one thing. Let me show you what I was doing for Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Because the moment you die, you realize your identity.
And the reality is, none of what you have can benefit you. Only it might be a moment between you and Allah. And no deed accepted by Allah. Very soon, inshaAllah, we went to Yunus and Hud and Taha, and we learn a deed Allah emphasized. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. You know, I want that. In the middle of talking, people look into the club. You really, it's a president of the United States called you. You really worry about the club. Believe me, this session should be for those who really want a life bar. Those who really want Allah. Please, if it's not benefit you, if you're not gaining anything, don't come. If you really want the plan, don't come. This only for those who believe they have some sincerity. Don't come for your mom and dad. There's no plan for that. You want to lose your time? Lose. You want to worship your friend? Worship your friend. You want to worship the TV? Worship the TV. But the price is high. And I promise you, in the front of Allah, advice a scholar reading to me when I was young. He said, Ahmad, learn good quality before Allah gives you a husband or a wife who teach you good quality. Do you know what I mean or not? Those who marry, they might understand what I mean. If you do not have the good quality, Allah will give you a maid. Allah will give you a husband or a wife with a really bad quality to teach you good quality. Because good quality will never get old unless you have the opposite. Opposite quality gives you the good quality. You will never have good quality unless you have the opposite. But as we know, people, wake up before it's too late. If you do not change yourself, Allah will change your husband or wife to care about you. Unless you are straight completely, it doesn't matter. And you will be cooking, giving away, and that's it. And having some children like you, and everybody nonsense, and no problem.
You see these people and they're thinking,
limit our thinking. I give you before the story of Uwais al-Qarni. Uwais al-Qarni. Do you remember the story of Uwais al-Qarni? Uwais al-Qarni is the only companion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of companion. So this is finished. And this companion never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never. But Rasul gave him the title. Do you know this man what he did? Listen to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Allah, Ya Allah, Allah al-Fattab radiallahu anhu, if you see Uwais, let Uwais make dua for you. His dua is accepted, Ya Allah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, he used to go to Mecca every year, just calling everybody, is anybody among you whose name is Uwais? Every year, looking for Uwais to make dua for him. Is Umar ibn al-Khattab dua for Uwais? La hawla wa la quwwata. If Umar ibn al-Khattab looking for Uwais to make dua for him, what about us? And look at our really negligence. If you believe in Allah, if you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is spending time with? Tell me, who is spending time with? Who's your friend? What he can give you? Why are you worrying about them? If you lose all of them and you give Allah, you are a winner. And if you worry about all your friends and you lost Allah, you are a miserable loser. What amazing is, we love to worry about everybody. And where is Allah in my agenda? Tell me, where is Allah? If everybody call you crazy, you nuts, you are abnormal, but Allah love you. You are a winner. And if you please all your friends and you be cursed by Allah, you are a loser. Do you think you're going to go to Allah without your own hardship? One time I used to complain to one scholar. I said, this happened to me and this happened to me and people told me it. He told me, are you better than Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, are you better than all messenger of Prophet? I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. He said, why are you complaining? All messenger of Prophet has to go through it. Actually, if people tell you you are good, something wrong with you. If people love you, the majority of people love you, something wrong with you. You should not be loved by too many people. A lot of people should hate you, but because it's human. But if people love you, the majority of them, you are in deep trouble. Uwais al-Qarni, radiallahu anhu, he was an only man, he sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, I bear witness, Allah is one. And you Rasulullah, and he was in Yemen, and he cannot come, because his mother was old, and she was blind. And he was to care about her. Rasulullah made dua for him. And after that, he told Umar, Ya Umar, if you see Uwais, give him my salam. And tell him, Allah peace with you, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live this dunya and peace with you. And ask him to make dua for you, Ya Umar. Go. Go and find Uwais al-Qarni life story and read it. You will be crying. Do you know Uwais al-Qarni? He never got married. He never had a house. He never eat until all the animal and bird eat. He was afraid to oppress the animal and bird. And he lived all his life at home, just for Allah. Who's the winner, Uwais or me? Tell me. If I have all that of degree, all that of money, all that of houses, my life is not accepted. My salah is not accepted. My heart is not for Allah. I'm a loser or a winner. Tell me. And when you die, can you say to Allah, Allah, but I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that? Tell me. Can you lose it? We're so blind, we cannot see. Very soon we're going to die. A believer can die at any moment. Omar Khattab finally, he saw wise, and he met him. He was praying in front of the Kaaba. He said, wise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you salam. And he told me, if you see a wise, make him make dua for you. Wise cried. He said, because you know me now, I have to ask you something, and you have to promise me. He said, what is it? He said, I will make dua for you in one condition. He said, what is it? He said, don't tell anybody about the Ramayana. Omar ibn Khattab reported, after the wise came out from him, the wise disappeared, and nobody knew where he is. And later on, after many years, he died alone, someplace. The wise of Quran did not know Islam, and we know Islam. This companion of Rasulullah did not know Islam, and we know Islam. Look at what he are in after, and what we are in after. Look how much he spent on your time, and look how much he spent on your time. Tell me, who understands more? Also then, who's a winner? And all of these people get the exact typing from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, Rasulullah told them you are among the people in Jannah. What is Allah? He wrote a book about that. He said, why the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making another effort and used to be scared after he got the black typing, they are the people of Jannah. Why? Come on, somebody give me an answer. Why the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was worried about those status and he was working hard to please Allah. Even he get already the black typing, they are among the Jannah people. Why?
They were still humble. They didn't want to feel arrogant.
MashaAllah is one, but not the one.
To appreciate more Allah for what they
this is also, but it's not the one. It's not the answer of the companion. Is not the answer. Sure, all of them are afraid, but something. Something in common among those you wanted. What is it? Yes, but something you wanted. What is it? You already have paradise. But why is he working hard after he received the title?
They don't want Prophet
ﷺ
promise to be otherwise.
They do not want the Prophet ﷺ to promise otherwise. All your answer is correct, but not the answer. Listen to the answer now. What they say? They say, we the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose us to be the companion of the Prophet ﷺ in dunya. And we were working hard, and we said, oh Allah, you choose us to be the companion of Rasulullah dunya. We want to be the companion of Rasulullah akhirah. But Rasulullah, he never gave them that. He said, you want to go to Jannah, but we're in Jannah. They do not want to go in Jannah. They don't want to get the end days. They want Rasulullah living. They want to be the companion of Rasulullah in Jannah. They want a championship. Look at us today. Championship of what? Championship of what? Believe me, many years ago I was wanted to go to Germany, to marry a German woman. Do you know why? Because what I heard. If you heard this German woman, what she said, all of you should die. Really should die. Should cry until you die and get your shoes and beat yourself up. And this time, 1300 years ago, this happened only less than 5 years ago, or 7 years ago, approximately. A man was coming to introduce himself to a German woman. This German woman embraced Islam. She used to be a naked model. A model. Miss whatever country, or Miss whatever, whatever. And she embraced Islam. And she had complete hijab. And when he introduced himself to her, she gave him 125 Islamic questions. Look at what she gave him. She gave him, and she was a Muslim 1.5 year only. She gave him 125 questions. Fiqh questions. He failed. Do you know what the last question she gave him? She gave him 2, 3, and 4. If Allah allow you to meet a good woman, and she won't marry you, do you say yes or no? He said no. She said, I cannot marry you. She said, I cannot marry you. He said, please, I won't marry you. She said, you are a hypocrite. I'm not a Muslim. You live all your life as a hypocrite. I want a true Muslim. He said, please forgive me. I make tawbah. I go back. She said, if Allah allow you to be a hypocrite all your life, how I want Allah to give you tawbah? I want a Muslim now, not in the future. You are a liar all your life. I don't want the liar. She was so pretty. He wanted her so bad. She refused. A year ago, why? I tried to call him, he's not wrong. I tried to call him, he's not wrong. For almost a year, I tried to call him, he's not wrong. Finally, somebody answers the phone and tells me, if you want him, call him after 1 a.m. After 1 a.m., I said, yes. I called him. Listen to what he said. This girl or this woman, she married a good Muslim, inshallah. And she becomes so active in the area. And when her husband comes from war, listen to what she said, and don't ever forget our sister in Islam, hopefully. Listen to what she said to her own husband, the misbehavior. She said to him, I'm a jealous woman. I love to accommodate. I can live in this life in any status. Put me in a Muslim, put me in a temple, put me anywhere, I do not care. But I will not dare to have some woman above me in Jannah. I will be the highest in Jannah. I will be the highest in Jannah. Oh my husband, the way you work to feed us, go work for Allah. Go make us, build for us palaces in Jannah. And she will not be quiet until this man goes for at least 8 hours giving da'wah and learning and teaching Islam. Every single day. If he doesn't do it, she tell him, you sit down with the kids, I go get down. Why? I do not want too many women to help me in Jannah. I can take any living in here. Put me in the restaurant. Put me in any place. I don't care. But I'm not worried except about my affair. This a Muslim woman, 1.5 year Muslim. Can anyone of you dare me to tell me she has the same feeling like her? She has the same aim like her? She wants the same like her? You guys are dead. You like a status. You like having a doctorate degree. You like to live like miserable in this life and hereafter. And you think, mashallah. You destroy yourself from this life and the hereafter. And mashallah. And your mother, mashallah, support you. Oh my daughter, go to her father. Go, go. Go. But degrade yourself. We're pushing our son and daughter to go to her express. And this a Muslim 1.5 years old. When I meet Muslim, Japanese Muslim, Chinese Muslim, German Muslim, Italian Muslim, Spanish Muslim, any Muslim from any nation, I find them they're really Muslim. But when it comes to us, we are a bunch of liars. Make believe, and we just want to go to the session, leave the session. Come to session, leave the session. What about our life? The same identity. Our food is the same, our habit is the same, our mentality is the same, our thinking is the same. What is that? Is this Islam? No, it's a lie. Do you know what it means? Every time you hear that, veils will come over you. Veils over you. Because you're supposed to be act according to the word of Allah. But if you do not act according to the word of Allah, Allah sends veils. And if you make tawbah, and you cry, and you make istighfar, and ask him Allah, change me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a veil out and give you life. According to his word. This man can die. This man can die. This young man, I met him. I spent with him 2-3 days. You know what he told me? He told me I was shy when he was here. I said, why? She said he's completely covered. And German is not normal. I'll be shy from her. And he told me she used to be shy of me. I said, why? Because he said, he used to tell me, you do not act like a Muslim, you do not look like a Muslim. He shy from her because she looked like a Muslim. And she shy from him because he doesn't look as a Muslim. Look at the mentality. I see it. And it will come time to read the verse. فَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدُلَ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَكُونُوا ثَلَاثًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, if you run away from the rest of Allah, Allah will switch you. Allah will take you out. And the remaining of other people will not be like you. Will not be like you. Every time I meet a new Muslim, what she said or what she said, what about my mom, what about my dad, what about my uncle, what about my people? They worry about Islam. They discover anybody that will help the affair of Allah will have fire. Look at the people from Bosnia, Albania, Chechnya. Their family is by God. And you find every family has one girl or one boy who already is a Muslim. And who's the enemy of them? Our family. Our family is the enemy of us. There's a girl who already is the problem. But if she becomes a fellow Muslim, you become fanatic. You become so strict. This is not Islam. Take it off. Take this thing. Take it. It looks like if I be a good Muslim, it's my work. But if I be a Muslim, I have a good Allah, this is what everybody wants me to be. But don't believe anybody. Believe in yourself. Take it from me. Because in the beginning of Mecca, we are the beginning of Mecca. Now we go to this game, Surah Al-Anfal, and Surah Al-Tawbah, who's Madaniyah. Because we're only talking here about Mecca time. And we're going to go to Surah Yunus. Yunus. And let me give you a little bit about Surah Yunus and Jude. Surah Yunus, one of the chapter, it made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become having white hair. Yunus and Jude. شَيَّبَتْنِي يُنُودَ وَأَخْرَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one night, he had 17 or 19 white hair. And all of them by 2-3 verse. Now, let me tell you something quick, because we came to Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus, Yusuf, all the surah, it has a name of a prophet. The majority of them came between 7 to 9 Hijr, inside 7 and 9 Makki. All the chapter of Quran has been revealed with a name of a prophet. And the majority of them actually came in the 9th year, or the end of the 8th year. Anybody remember why? Yes.
It was the saddest year.
The saddest year for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lost Khadija and he lost his uncle. He lost the only support finance, he lost the only support morals and value and contentment and love and compassion. He lost everything. He lost everything on earth. This year we have Isra and Mi'raj. We're going to talk about it, but maybe tomorrow or the day after. Now, all the surah has one thing in common. Be careful with the surah. Again, like Makki, Quran, the beginning is a certain message, and the end is a beautiful message for Muslim. And in the middle is a bunch of story to emphasize the messages. It's a very beautiful way composed by the word of Allah. And we will see it now. Now we said 3 and 4.
And act every feature of those streams of running water, incarnate of the light. Their invocation will be, all glory to you, O God, and peace will be their salutation. And the end of their prayer will be, all praise to be to God, the Lord of all the worlds.
Read 12.
When man is afflicted with adversity, he calls to us, whether lying on his side, or sitting, or standing. But when we take away his trouble, he moves away, as though he had never called to us in affliction. In the same way, attractive have been made their deeds to the prodigal.
All I can ask you, please, Mecca Quran has to be read slowly. Do you see her messages? Message after message to us? And this one is it? Is this a success person or a stray person? It's finished. It's finished. Each one of us asks, is Miss me acting like that? When I have a problem, I have a disease, I keep calling. Calling Allah and said, and when Allah opened for me, bye-bye, no more Allah. Allah only part-time. 22:25.
It is He who enables you to travel over land and sea. When you will sail a ship and a favorable breeze, you rejoice. But when a gale begins to blow and the waves dash against them from every side, they realize that they have been caught in it, and they call on the God in all faith. If you save us from this, we shall ever be grateful. But when He rescues them, they commit excesses in the land unjustly again. Your rebellion, O people, shall recall you back of your own selves. The joys of the world are only ephemeral. You have to come back to us in the end. We shall then inform you what you are doing. The life of the world is like the rain that waters the crops of the earth, which are used as food by men and cattle. But when the earth is embellished and adorned with gold, and its tillers begin to feel that the crops are under control, our command descends suddenly at night or in the day, and we mow them down as though they were nothing there yesterday. This is how we distinctly explain our signs to those who think. God invites you to mansions of peace, and guide whosoever he will to the path that is straight.
Do you see again the message? Do you hear? Do you really hear? When he hears a message of Quran, don't just walk like that. Try to read it with your heart and ask yourself honest to Allah, where am I? I'm among whom? Which one among them? Because if you do not be honest with the power of receiving Quran, you are finished. If you cannot comprehend the word of Allah, you're finished. Because each one of us is a message, is an advice. If you read after that, the rest of the surah, it's amazing. It's amazing surah. Give me a moment to change the tape. It's very important. Right hand. When you drink and eat, right hand. 99% of the Muslim, even Mecca and Medina, eating right and left. The conscious is not there. If you eat and drink with the left hand, you know what happened to you? Your shaitan become more stronger than you. Because now you join in shaitan in what you're doing. If you enter in the house without saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, shaitan is with you. And if you enter your house and you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, shaitan has to be out. If you put your clothes on, with the right hand and say, Bismillah, Shaitan cannot share with you that holding. If you forget, Shaitan is with you. You own Shaitan. And when you take your clothes off, you take it with the left. When you put your shoes on, you see, when I see people, I know exactly who you are. I know if you have conscious or not. I know if you have sunnah or not. I don't care what kind of scholar you are. Because if you do not follow the sunnah in the basic thing, how do you follow it in the big things? If you have no conscious in the basic, how do you protect yourself from the big? Don't eat until you say Bismillah. Don't drink except it was right. Don't eat except it was right. And try to do it sitting, not standing. For humane, don't urinate standing is a big hard rule. Urinate sitting. And learn how to urinate. How to clean yourself. It's called sunnah. The dua in here for all of us mankind. By this way, the first mankind to commit sin on earth is Abu Lahab. And Allah teach us. Make the dua. Say the truth. Say Allah, if you do not forgive me and forgive my sins and give me mercy, I will be among those who lost. This is a beautiful dua, always say it in any time. Always, always recite it and say it and repeat it. Now after that, automatically, we hear what Allah said. قَالَ اَحْبِتُوا بَعْضَكُمْ لَبَعْضَ الْعَدُوِ. Go down to the earth, both of you, as an enemy of each other. Whereas we have not let us from the beginning. We are enemy of each other. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضُ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And you have a time and residence in earth and enjoyment until heen, until the time, which is the time of death and the time of their judgment. And after that, if you follow it until verse 27, write it down. You follow it until 27 or even 28. Okay? This will give you what the advice of Allah. Do you see it or no? And if you go to Surah Al-Nahl, the bees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the same verse, identical, similar. Similar and identical to here, but he had something. Anybody remember? He said, go to the earth and wait for my guidance. Whoever received my guidance, you will be a winner and successful. And whoever did not receive my guidance, he will be a loser. Do you see verse 28? Read 28 very carefully. 28. Because this is what we started our session with. Mischief and zila against Allah. When they start, We need to let them start until they follow Allah and Rasul. This is our parents. What do you want me to do? We have to do that. Allah said in the Quran, no action we do in this life, you will not find a Quran or Hadith tell us exactly what we do. Do you see it or no? And even if you follow it, okay, if you really follow it until like 31, 32, 34, read 35.
O sons of Adam, when apostles come to you from among you, you convey my messages. Then those who take heed and amend will have need of fear from our bread.
Do you see it or no? And if you follow again until verse 37, it would be similar. Now, let's jump to 58. The status of the heart according to the guidance coming from Allah. And this guidance is coming from Allah according to your sincerity and your honesty. Do you remember Sister Samira Farshi? Do you remember what we talk about it today in the morning? This is here. Can you listen or listen to the people who is dead to hear you? No. Allah called them dead. Imagine what Allah called them dead. And can you guide the blind? No. This is a very important point. Today when we do da'wah, let me give you advice inshaAllah. If you see the person has humble, humility, generosity, you can give da'wah. If the person has arrogant, is stingy, and running like, you know, whatever, don't worry about it, because nothing you can do. Because if people have the arrogant and stingy, nothing you can do. I promise you, nothing you can do. You can talk. He will not listen. Because he's already given by Allah. And also today, we have almost 4.5 million people. Don't lose your time. Gain your time with those who have something. If you see a person coming toward you, a person who wants to listen, a person willing to change, a person willing to do an action, this is the person we make an effort with. But the person who always gives his views, always a liar, don't even make an opinion. You see, and the majority of us today like that. And this why, I have a principle now, I will do a massive da'wah, this is by the word of Allah, it's a duty. But after that, my own personal time, I give it to those who really want Allah. But on the one who lied and cheated and coming with different story of me, I do not want that. You want to go there again with your life? Good day. But don't make me waste my time. You will waste your time and waste your life in this year and the after? No. We're not ready to really receive. I was talking to ancestors today. The majority of us have the quality of being forward. None of us really have the quality of leadership. And even when we see a leader, we're not willing to really connect our heart to them. Why? Because in the end of time, the desire is overwhelming. But what scares me, we allow ourselves to be led by the wrong people. And we don't allow ourselves to be led by the good people. Why? I do continue sincerity. Because sincerity meaning vision, sincerity meaning mind, sincerity meaning guidance. And according to those, Allah guide you and open for you. Go to 50. Just 50.
Say, have you ever thought if his punishment befalls you at night or in the day, what would the sinners do to respond to it?
Did you hear this question from Allah? When Allah sent us a picture, day or night, what do you want to do? We see it in September 11th. We see it in our relative when they get sick. Is this not a message? We see it when a person making money and all of a sudden losing money. They lose themselves. They lose their mind. Why? Because if the heart belongs to Allah, condition will not affect you. But if you are below to situation, belong to your money or situation, it affects you and you cannot take it. Do you see it or not? Now let's go to one of the most beautiful verses. I believe these two verses, every Muslim should never forget. Make sure you mark them down in your heart, not in your mind. 57, 58. Surah Yunus. Every Muslim should never forget this message. Every Muslim in earth should be really inculcating this message. Come on, I'm going to read it, but read it twice. Read this two verses twice.
And grace for those who believe. Say,
Let me tell you how I translated in my own more English. All mankind, I send you my word. I send you my wisdom. I send you a cure of what you have in your chest. Like one sister yesterday, she asked me a question. This question, inshallah, I'm planning to make a complete session about one question. Do you know what your question is? She asked me, you always talk about the disease of the heart. Is the disease of the heart Allah give it to us, or how we have it? And what we do to erase it or to get away from it? But when we read this verse, what Allah said, yes, if I'm sick, Allah said, I send you a cure. Meaning Quran is a cure. The word of Allah is a cure. The most beautiful word of Allah is a cure. Following the teaching of Rasulullah is a cure. But if I take the medication and guidance and march to the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad, say, with the mercy of Allah, with the blessing of Allah, with the gift of Allah, they should be happy. This better than Quran accommodated. Because today we have a notion. You find a very poor, extremely poor Muslim. And when I mean poor, doesn't mean poor in money. Because the poverty is not in the money, the poverty is in the heart. Zikaya said, how can we are Muslim and our country is poor? And we have all this trouble, and how can the non-Muslim have all this? I said, listen to what Allah said. The guidance and the mercy and the blessing of Allah and the cure that you have in your heart is bigger than Allah accommodate. If somebody comes today and tell you, from 11 to 1, I give you $1 million, you should not say no. The 2 hours I have here is better than any million of dollars on earth. And at this time, you should be happy. Allah is choosing you. And this is why Allah said, you should be happy is better than other accommodating. These two verses, you should read it over and over again and inculcate it in your heart. Now, verse 62 to 64. 62 to 64. And listen to this beautiful advice from Allah. A beautiful passage.
Remember, there is neither fear nor regret for the friends of Allah. Those who believe and obey Allah, for them is good news in the life of the world and in the life to come. There is no changing the words of Allah. That will be the great triumph.
I will read verse 65 also.
You should not be grieved by what they say. All glory is holy for Allah. He is the only one who hears and knows everything.
Do you see this message? The friend of Allah, you should not be feared. Meaning, if I take Allah as my friend, wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry about it. You become my wali, you become my friend, you want me, don't fear, don't feel sad. I'm the protector, I'm the guider, I will care about you. And thee has a glad tidings in this life and the hereafter. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. No word of Allah will be changed. No word of Allah will be changed. Imagine, 2 days ago I was sitting and I was thinking about something. When I was a new age, guys, I was like 14, 15 years old. And all of a sudden, only 2 days ago, I remember something. I used to go to a mosque. In the time there was nobody there. I'm put it this way, the majority of mosque today is empty. Anyway, you name it, even if you go to Mecca, Mecca is almost empty. Are you surprised spending time alone? And I used to talk to Allah. And you know what I used to say to Allah? Oh Allah, I'm young. I'm full. I'm full of temptation. But I like to be here, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, look at me and remember me. If I make a mistake in the future, forgive me, Ya Allah. I'm so weak, but I want you to remember me, Ya Allah. Don't let me lose what I have now, Ya Allah. You see, please, learn how to really be a slave to Allah, not to Babi and Ben. This is not Islam. Nobody made me have to go and sit down in a religion. Nobody told me to go. My father did not tell me I am watching you. My mother did not tell me you have to go. Actually, they tell me don't go. Because at this time, anybody who goes into the religion, they have already turned around her. Meaning he's fundamental. Anybody who does Salah and Fajr, he's a bad man. Anybody who does Salah and Asha, he's a bad man. Really? And after that, they are following you by secret agent. Just because you're making Salah and Asha and Salah and Fajr. But you know what I used to do? I used to love it. You know why? I used to Allah. They are thinking what they're thinking. They plot and plan, and I'm with you, Ya Allah. You take care about me. Finish it. Learn to be a Muslim. Honest to Allah, when I talk to a lot of you, you are a mushrik, not a Muslim. You are having a partner with Allah. Because everything I hear, what about my friend, what about my mom, what about my dad, what about my husband, what about my wife? This is not a Muslim. A Muslim only has one only word in his heart. What about Allah? If you cannot come to your life and say, what about my Allah? Believe me, your creation should be disgraceful with them. Because we have a sickness. Only what do you want? What about my friend? What about my family? What about this? What about that? It's really a disgrace. Because if I'm a Muslim, I said, what about Allah? And that's it. No friend. Ameen. No, you know, right? Friend, Ameen, right? French. Because you have no translator today. No companion, nobody. Allah is Allah. Always Allah is Allah. And this has nothing to do with age. This has to do with sincerity. If Allah guide you, Allah guide you. Can Allah guide me? I'm doing it. I have to want Allah. I have to knock. I have to knock on the door of Allah day and night. I have to want. I have to desire. The more I want, the more I desire, the more Allah give me. Did you want to be happy in a moment of death? Did you want to be happy in a grave? Do you believe you want to meet Allah? Do you really mean? Do you know how many times Allah said, do you believe you want to meet me? Those who believe you want to meet me, those are ones sincere. They will do good deeds. They believe in me. And if you believe in Allah, you will never hurt anybody except Allah. You will never complain about nobody except yourself. Please, we have to stop complaining about other. Complaining about other is a style of a liar and a dreamer. Don't blame other. Blame yourself. Stop it. Now let's go to 85-86. Before we go to 85-86, you have to remember who's saying this. Musa alayhi salam, when he fled from Egypt to Sinai, from Egypt to Sinai desert, and was left over the Bani Israel, the ones who believe in him. They said, come Musa, you will get us. Now Musa alayhi salam asked them to make dua. This is a dua. Do you know what this dua is? Every Muslim today should recite this dua, day and night. Every Muslim should make this dua. And another dua similar with Ibrahim alayhi salam when the time come. Go ahead.
Do you see it or not?
84 to 86.
From 84 to 85.
No, 84.
Moses said, O my people, if you do not believe in Allah, place your trust in Him if you are obedient. They answered, We have placed our trust in Allah. O Lord, do not make us a target of oppression for these tyrannical people, and deliver us by your grace from a people who do not believe.
If this dua is not enough for us, tell me, is this dua is not enough for us? Musa, he said to his people, O my people, if you believe in Allah, rely on Allah, have tawakkul. If you are a Muslim, in kuntum muslimin. Because the quality of a Muslim, really a Muslim, tawakkul on Allah, rely on Allah. Because when the time comes and you have a hardship, nothing you can do except rely on Allah. What did he say? فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. O Allah, we rely on you only. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, don't make us a tribulation and fitna to the oppressor of one. And what else? وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And O Allah, protect us and give us najah from the disbeliever. We need that. We need that today. Because I believe without doubt, we are a fitna to them, they are a fitna to us. We are a fitna to them because we're not doing Islam, we're not living Islam, we're not conveying Islam, we're not beginning Islam. And they fitna to us by their own strength. But we are fitna to each other. Don't ever forget that. Now 92.
We shall preserve your body today that you may be a lesson for those who come after you, as many a man is heedless of our signs.
This verse, every Muslim should think about how many people go to Egypt to see the pharaohs, to see the mummies, to see the pyramids. Look at what Allah said. Today, he talked to Pharaoh. He talked to the enemy of Allah. I will save your body. For what? To make it a sign. A sign of what? To be a picture? To put it in the wall? To be happy? Or to remember? He's an oppressor. He's an enemy of Allah. Allah destroyed him and his kingdom. Do you know what Sheikh, only one Sheikh of Egypt he said? He said the pharaohs and all of his first burial, you should not go. You should not go to visit. You should not. This is a place of torture. Allah tortured them. This was a people, Allah tortured them. They are the enemy of Allah. Allah tortured them. And we are taking a picture of all the first people in our houses. We are decorating our houses with a sign of the torture of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you see people who Allah tortured them, don't enter their grave. Go away and even take your face away from them and say to Allah, forgive us and don't make us harm them. But look at us, we're so negligent, we're so dumb, we're so stupid, we do not follow anything from Allah and Rasul, and we go and we take a picture and we bring you even a statue. Do you know what it means? You're bringing a curse in your house. But not the curse of Jinn, not the curse of the Pharaohs, a curse of Allah. Because any nation destroyed by Allah in this verse, don't do that. And what Allah ended the verse with? وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. The majority of people, they do not see my sign. Is this not true or not? We so sleep. We cannot see. Is Quran is not a sign? Is what we're talking about is not a sign? But believe me, if Allah give me life, I'll give you life. By the time we finish Quran, you will can read Quran different way completely. You can read Quran different way completely. By yourself. I'm not doing anything. I'm just pointing you to certain messages by Allah. And if you follow between, you will understand Quran is a completely beautiful way. time is getting up. Now we stop here in the verse of 92. Now I'm going to give you homework. And this homework, whoever answers tomorrow, he will get a gift. Hopefully, if I still have some. Okay, now, the question will be, what is the rest of the messages, important messages in Surah Yunus, after verse 92? From 92 to the end, what is the main verses and what is the main messages and why? Okay? Now, any question, any concern? Now, I do not know how I do it. I do not forget my dream. The one she keep asking me about the suicide bomb. Now, it's a big hairy topic. Why? The Ummah today, like any topic else, one evil said you have to do like this when you do the shahad. Some people said you have to do like this. Some people have to do like this. Some people have to do like this. Some people have to sit like this. Some people have to. What happened is we have a conflict in reporting different things from the Prophet ﷺ. There's nothing wrong with the Sunnah. The wrong is us. Okay? Similar to what happened in Afghanistan. Similar to what happened in Egypt. Similar to what happened in Algeria. I have a question for everybody. Islam teach us something. If what we do is causing benefit or harm, is it doing benefit or harm in a local and in an international level? They do that for many years. And they said this is the only way. Listen to this now. They say this is the only way. But I can take you now to how many bar to join. How many person among each other? To marry a girl, she has to be from your own clan. And maybe at least 50 to 80 sons of God to marry one girl. And the wedding has to be videotapes. And the videotapes has to be professional. And the professional has to be in giving a copy to all 300 family. Tell me what? Is this a woman and woman? Do you think if me, as a people, far away from Allah, Allah will give me guidance? Very simple. Did you hear all the verses of Quran? Did we, or any group of persons today, or any nation, did we follow Quran Makki only? Is any country following? No. Now, how Allah will give me dignity and give me anything? I believe in one principle. Wrong will not develop or accept wrong. Evil do not bring except evil. I always have something I believe. Who's my Allah? Who's my Lord? And who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who's my Rasul? He's my teacher. Is he the teaching of Rasulullah? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come today, is he the teaching? You see, the basis of Islam and Brother Islam, something is missing from the Ummah, the sequence. The sequence is very important. Yes, I can do that if all the option has been completely finished. Is all the option finished? Did we do all the option? Did we do all the basic? Did we need the basic between each other? Do you know how many Palestinian is multi-millionaire all over? Multi-millionaire. Show me one of them really sending enough money. And among all those people, show me how much we can die with each other. Unless we, as a Muslim, get together and become Muslim, it's going to happen. Today, I always say it and people break my guts. You know why? Today, the most enemy of Islam is Muslim. The most enemy of Islam is Muslim. Why? Every action I do or you do, it will bring in reflection in a Muslim and a Muslim Ummah. By this way, it's a duty of every Muslim today. Please worry about the way you conduct yourself. Even in the street, the way you drive, the way everything, once you show yourself as a Muslim, conduct yourself with manner and humility. And even if somebody oppresses you, be patient. there's a proclamation. Let it go. Allah will give you victory. It's not cowardice. No. Patience is power. But patience is what? With the truth. And build the truth. Because if you build Allah in your heart, Ya Allah, you do not need a power. Wallahi, you do not need a power. You can use only a finger. You can use your hand and you will see what Allah will do. But only if your money is halal, if your income is halal, if your land is pure, if you have no pressure among each other, if you want in the future, I have 11 days. This 11 days, I made them after September 11. I called them after September 11 days. In this 11 days, I give you one word on the Ummah, and I give you four diseases. And this also disease will be lifted. Nothing will be accomplished. One of them was the zalim. We have to love the zalim among each other. Oppression. We have to stop oppression on each other. If we do not let oppression on each other, Allah will not see his mercy. We have to become brotherhood and sisterhood for Allah. We have to love each other for Allah. Unless we love each other for Allah, we don't go anywhere. Until we care about each other, we don't go anywhere. Until we do honor our Allah and look at each other, we don't go anywhere.